Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Integrative Medicine with Lucy Postolov. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2015. Another beautiful day here in Los Angeles. My name is Ron, and I am Lucy's office manager, and I announce for her on these podcasts. Lucy is a licensed acupuncturist and herbologist here in Los Angeles, California. She's in practice for over 20 years. Lucy is a former MD in Russia specializing in neurology. She is the first acupuncturist to receive treating privileges at the prestigious Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is board certified in integrative medicine. She is also on the Physicians Advisory Board at the Cancer Support Community. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Hello, Ron, and hello, everybody who is listening to our show.
Hi, Lucy. How are you today?
I'm great.
Lucy, today's topic is part two of a series that we started last week on acupuncture and kids. Today we're going to discuss asthma and allergies. And asthma is one of the leading causes of school absenteeism. So we want to keep the children in school. Lucy, in our last episode, you discussed treating little children with acupuncture gold beads. Is this the only way you can treat children?
That's a great question, Ron, and the answer is no. I do use very, very thin needles. They're as thin as human hair. But usually I apply this modality to the kids above 7-year-old. And I insert them in specific points which are famous or known to treat different conditions. Kids virtually do not feel any pain.
What methods do you use to diagnose a child with asthma?
Basically, the Chinese diagnosis of asthma is very similar to diagnosis of adults. We're checking pulse and we're checking tongue. And it is not just a science, it is an art, and it takes a lot of years to learn. However, asthma also presents itself with certain symptoms, and the symptoms will be the narrowing of airways, wheezing, increased secretion in mucus, and every parent, every child know what asthma, if the child is suffering asthma.
What can cause asthma, Lucy?
There are a lot of trigger factors for asthma. We do not have one answer for it. But few of them would be secondhand cigarette smoke. So I encourage every single parent who listens to this show never, ever to smoke in front of your child. Kids who have a lot of respiratory infections and colds have definitely predisposition for asthma. A lot of outdoor pollutants will have it, sometimes sudden change of cold and hot temperature exposure to air conditioning will cause the asthma attacks.
I'm sure a lot of parents would like to know what happens to the child during the asthma attack so they can recognize if indeed the child is having one.
Usually when the parents bring me the child, they do already know what asthma is. It's not like they come to me necessarily to diagnose a kid. They already have been to a doctor's, have their children on inhales, went already through a threatening asthma attack episodes. And they do know the grasping of the air, the sound of wheezing, the fear in child's eyes, and all of them are results of the narrowed airways of breathing, swelling of the lining, tightening of the muscles, increase of secretion of the mucus, and I very rare diagnose a patient with asthma because most parents already know that their child has an asthma.
And how can acupuncture help with those symptoms that you mentioned?
There are several explanations of how acupuncture can help, and I will not get into details of Chinese diagnosis and Chinese pathology because it's quite complicated. But I'm going to give a little bit of statistics from Western medicine. For example, Mayo Clinic, very well known to most of us, did a study on how acupuncture can help with kids with asthma. There are other studies done by other universities. And what most of the studies showed, but I have to admit that some studies are controversial, that the eosinophils are dropping after several treatments of acupuncture. And eosinophils, as we know, cause the inflammation. There is another factor, which is called PEF, peak expiration flow, which is also dropping down. I had many times patients on my table who would be just stressed from being here and would start the asthma attack, and just applying 4 needles on their chin, I could immediately arrest the asthma. However, I do not recommend parents who have a child with an asthma attack rush to my office and ignore using inhalers. I would recommend them to do whatever their Western medical doctor does, see me on a regular basis, and with a doctor's supervision, when the symptoms of asthma completely disappear, again, with the doctor's supervision, we're going to slowly take the child from inhales, off inhales. But again, I'm stressing again and again, do not stop Western medical treatment until we discuss it with your medical doctor and have a plan.
That's absolutely great advice. Being your office manager for almost 20 years now, I've seen thousands of patients come through our doors. I seem to remember a little girl, maybe 7 or 8 years old, that you treated. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that case?
First of all, Ron, I want to thank you for being my manager for 20 years.
Okay. All right.
This show and my practice would not happen without you, and I would probably not remember the case if you would not remind me about it. Yes, I know who you're talking
about.
Well,
I know if she stuck her tongue out to you, you'd remember everything about her.
Exactly. I have this memory where I forget the names, but I will remember the patient's history by the tongue and pulse.
So what about this cute little girl? How did you treat her?
I treated her like many others, with acupuncture and Chinese herbs. And as you remember, within 3 months, we were able to take her off inhalers. And the mother was very health-oriented, hated it, the fact that the child wore inhales with steroid hormones inside. And the girl is now in university. She is now in college.
I think we've got her picture up on our bulletin board here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very cute.
She's a cute girl.
And she's a beautiful woman now.
They all grow up to be beautiful women after your treatments.
Yes, yes, yes. Just tell everybody that I have that ability to. That's false advertising, Ron.
It's a little sidelight of our business. We don't like to promote it, but they all grow up to be beautiful women and wonderful men.
All right, listeners, Ron is just kidding. He has a very fun sense of humor. I do not make people pretty.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I do. I work with wrinkles, but that's a different episode.
They're pretty inside and out.
Yes.
Now, please tell us a little bit about your acupuncture treatment and how it can help with allergies.
We are living in the age where allergy is really almost like epidemic. I think the further we go, the more allergy we see. And I think the future of the medicine will be in immunology and definitely in integrative approach to it. So by inserting needles or using acupressure points, we are able, and by the way, it is also a scientifically proven fact, we are able to release what is called neurotransmitters through into our bloodstream. And we're also able to make our body to have antihistamine respond. That is why acupuncture is so helpful for people with allergies.
And I suppose you have, maybe, do you have any herbs in the office that also assist you with the treatment?
Yeah, I do have herbs for both asthma and allergies, and as you all know, we have a great success with that.
And the herbs are not something that the parent has to cook or boil or steam. They come in capsules or tablets. They're easy to use with children.
Yeah, although I would say that using it old-fashioned method where you are boiling everything is more effective, we're living in a world where very few people would have time to boil the formula for hour and a half, and they usually have very offensive smell and taste. Children definitely will never have it. So most of the Chinese herbal formulas I'm using come either in the liquid form, which already prepackaged, or capsules or pills.
All right. Well, with summer coming up, I would think that that is a busy time of year for children with allergies and asthma. Am I correct, or is this year-round?
Usually summer and spring, where we have a lot of pollen, where a lot of flowers and trees are in bloom. However, we do have it during the cold seasons. A lot of cold and wind brings a lot of also allergies.
Okay. Lucy, I want to thank you for your time. We're running out of time for this particular broadcast.
Thank you, Ron.
If you would like more information or have a question for Lucy, I suggest you visit her website at www.lucypostolov.com, or you can send her a short email at lucypostolov@gmail.com. If you'd like to schedule a visit, bring your child in, meet Lucy, you can call us at 310-444-6212. And I also wanted to mention that if you visit our website, and I hope you do, on the front page, the home page, there is an article available for you. All you have to do is sign up, and it'll be sent to you. It's a very popular article, Let Food Be Your Medicine, that Lucy did in a presentation, and you're welcome to have that article for free. And next visit with Lucy, we'll be discussing sports, trauma, and children. Lucy, any parting words for our listeners today?
Yes, as always, stay well and be healthy.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.